This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
A bit of an international scan to start off tonight. A report card has been delivered on a whole multitude of countries, which has given most countries an F for fail on LGBT human rights. Now, despite this being Gay Pride Month in much of the Northern Hemisphere, the Franklin and Marshall Global Barometer of Gay Rights has rated individual countries on how they treat their sexual minorities according to 29 factors. This survey has been running since 2011 and looks at how a country protects human rights on the levels of societal indicators, political opinion, civil society, and economic factors. So basically, they have a grading system. A is the country is very protecting, B is tolerant, and then it goes down to F, where the country is actually persecuting.
Now, most countries in the world received a failing grade in LGBTQ rights. Only 1 in 10 actively protects the human rights of sexual minorities. The extremes are stunning. In 2017, 23 countries have legalized same-sex marriage, yet 71 countries still criminalise same-sex acts.
Now, it probably doesn't take too much effort to pick who is at the bottom of the table. We've got a lot from the Middle East with Iran, Saudi Arabia, Somalia's in there as well, Syria and Yemen. And the top of the chart, well, Luxembourg is there, along with Malta and New Zealand. New Zealand is right up the top. South America has quite a lot of variation, with countries like Uruguay very protecting of sexual minorities. On the other hand, countries such as Paraguay or Bolivia, who are at the other end of the scale. Africa, not too many good news stories in there. South Africa is probably the only shining light. The rest of the countries are pretty much down the bottom. What I did find interesting in this is they did a bit of analysis on why there is this variation and the factors that, I guess, influence the rights of sexual minorities. There's countries that have a higher income, a lower rate of religiousness, higher life expectancy and higher freedom, freedoms available, and a democratic political system. So if you've got all those going in your favour, you've probably got very strong LGBT rights.
And now over to Bulgaria, where neo-Nazi groups have threatened a violent attack on a pride event in Sofia, the capital of Bulgaria. Sofia's annual pride march had been set to take place this Saturday. Organisers have this week vowed to continue with the event after a far-right group went public with plans for violent resistance. The neo-Nazi group known as National Resistance is plotting a counter-demonstration, calling on participants to bring brooms and shovels with long wooden handles to cleanse Sofia and Bulgaria from the garbage.
Now, Sofia Pride has actually been attacked many times before. Back in 2008, a group of neo-Nazi thugs threw petrol bombs, and that resulted in a heavy police presence the following year. And an Orthodox priest has previously called for participants in the Pride March to be stoned.
The latest threats have been condemned widely across Europe. Bulgarian member of the European Parliament, Ilhan Kiilchuk, warned Bulgaria has fallen under the control of a government of extreme nationalism. Hate speech is becoming more and more popular in our society.
Now, the European President of Pride Associations has spoken up and said it is imperative that the mayor takes urgent and decisive action to ensure LGBTI people attending Pride can do so safely in her city. Across the USA now, the state of Mississippi is planning to charge people $25 to get a HIV test. And on first reading, you might be thinking, oh, that's not so bad. However, this state in the deep south of America is having a very challenging time in the area. They provide very little in safe sex education, and they are one of the worst performing areas in the USA in the fight against HIV and AIDS. A recent study at Emory University found that 40% of men who have sex with men in the capital city, Jackson, are infected with HIV, and that is the highest rate in the whole of the USA.
However, things are expected to get worse in the state after the State Department of Health confirmed it would be ending free tests for HIV. People living with undiagnosed HIV are far more likely to transmit it onto others, as proper medical treatment lowers the viral load and the risk of onward transmission.
So this is actually quite startling that when you're in a situation where all your indicators, all your STIs are going up and HIV is going up, and they're putting another blockage in the way. Interestingly, federal HIV AIDS funding is also expected to be slashed under the Trump administration. They are looking to cut the previous President's Emergency Fund, which actually started in the Bush era, looking to cut that back, which will affect global projects battling HIV and AIDS.
And now over to South Korea, where a survey has revealed a massive gap in support of same-sex marriage between different generations. Latest survey figures show 6 in 10 people in South Korea do not support marriage equality. The Gallup Korea poll revealed only 34% of respondents supported same-sex marriages, but 58% of people were opposed to it. However, further analysis shows a divide between generations.
And normally at this point we'd be saying the young people are supportive of same-sex marriage and the older people not. No. In South Korea, it's the opposite. Now, all the numbers are low. However, older people in South Korea are more likely to be in favour of same-sex marriage.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah. There's not much in it. There's a couple of percentage points, but it is a strange turn of events. Of course, it's not illegal to be gay in Korea, but LGBTI issues remain quite taboo. And in brief, Scotland, gay couples will soon be able to marry in some Scottish churches.
In USA, the Gays for Trump group has been entry of their float in Charlotte Pride, while Philadelphia just added two new colours to their pride flag. The black and brown stripes are a recognition to LGBTI people of colour.
And in Israel, over 200,000 people came together to celebrate Tel Aviv Pride under the theme of bisexual visibility.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.